I'm Omar Fatu. Each Thursday morning, we talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres lost their last two games to Florida and Carolina in shootouts. Those have become a major problem for the team. They're 1-5 in shootouts this season. Goalie Robin Lehner, in particular, has really struggled. I'm sure they practice these just about every day. What do you make of this?
It's a huge concern for them. They're a team that plays a lot of close games. They go into overtime a lot. And their starting goalie hasn't made a save in a shootout this year. All six shooters have scored. They're 1-5 in the shootout. They've only scored a few goals as a team in the shootout. And what do you do? Do you actually pull Robin Lehner when they get to a shootout and put in Anders Nilsson? Could you really do that? Could you put a cold goalie that hasn't played all night in the game for a shootout? It sounds crazy, but I think you're searching for answers at this point because Robin Lehner has a startling inability to make a save in a shootout. And they practice it all the time, and if you watch them practice it, Robin Lehner makes some very nice saves in the shootout. He's cognizant it's been a problem, and he's working on it. But I think at this point, it's just mental. It's in his head. And if it happens again, as odd as it is, I think you have to consider making a switch. And what makes it even more odd is he's played very well this year. He doesn't have a ton of wins, but he's, for the most part, played like a very good starting goalie. But top-flight NHL starting goalies steal games for you, and Robin Lehner hasn't really done that very much since he's joined the Sabres. Remember, Ryan Miller used to do that all the time. He used to do it in the shootout. He was very good. Top goalies will steal games in the shootout for you, and he hasn't done that.
And they're losing ground to teams that are either tied with them or directly ahead of them in the standings. The Eastern Conference is so tight. Every point is so important.
Well, you look at the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings, and there's eight teams within 5 points. The Sabres are 12th with 32. And maybe by the end of tonight, they're back down. It's amazing what the so-called loser point, losing the shootout, losing in overtime, the point you get for reaching overtime has done to the standings. And if you're the Sabres, you're running out of time. Traditionally, around this time, if you're out of a playoff spot, you really don't get back in. And they're 9 points out of the wild card. So realistically, with all those teams they have to climb, I think the wild card's probably out. But they're only 5 points behind Boston for that last spot in the Atlantic Division, so that's much more realistic. And they have a lot of games coming up against divisional foes. They have two games against Boston later this month. They played Detroit right after Christmas. So while the clock's ticking, they do have opportunities here very soon that they could vault up the standings in the Atlantic Division.
We've talked about him a few times already this season, but it looks like Rasmus Ristolainen has really taken his game to the next level. He always logs huge minutes, but now he's producing points at an elite level.
He really is, and right now he's the Sabres' leading scorer, and I don't believe they've ever had a defenseman lead them in scoring in their history, so that would be very interesting and significant. He's far and away their MVP to me. You hate to overstate things, but I really think he's taking his place among the league's elite defensemen. Based on this recent run he's had with 14 points in 10 games, two game winners, he's still playing 25, even 30 minutes a night against the opponent's best competition. I think he's becoming one of the league's maybe 10 best defensemen. And Rasmus Ristolainen had a very similar start last year, but he kind of faded in the winter. He tailed off, and that's something to watch for. He's a year older, a year wiser, a year more mature. If you ask people, they'll say maybe the biggest growth in his game has been that he's gotten stronger. So it's going to be interesting to see how he responds to all this action he's going to receive in the second half down the stretch. And if you're a Sabres fan, enjoy watching Rasmus Ristolainen. Guys like him don't come along very often. The Sabres probably haven't had a defenseman as good as him, as significant as him, contribute as much as him since Brian Campbell, and that's going back now 10 years even. And if you want to look back before Campbell, Phil Housley is probably the name that pops into your head most. And Phil Housley was a terrific point producer. He's in the Hall of Fame. I don't want to call Rasmus Ristolainen a Hall of Famer, but he's making significant contributions right now.
Finally, a name from the past is back with the Sabres organization, South Buffalo native Tim Kennedy. How did that come about?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Tim Kennedy spent last year in the Continental Hockey League. He started off with a Russian team. It was a nightmare. He eventually parted ways with them and finished the season in Finland with Jokerit, and that went better. And Tim Kennedy wanted to play in the AHL this year in the Northeast around Buffalo. He has three small children. His wife gave birth in late August. An opportunity materialized in Sweden, and he took it, and he felt good with it. But it just didn't work out. He joined the team late. he got hurt, and last week they decided to part ways. So he left. The Sabres signed him to an AHL contract for the Rochester Americans. And on Saturday, he was waiting in the hotel for the game, and he got a call that he had been claimed on reentry waivers, which is something players returning from Europe have to go through, by the Carolina Hurricanes. He talked to the Hurricanes and told them his situation with small children, and the Hurricanes basically gave him back to the Sabres organization. And for Rochester, he's a significant player. He was an AHL All-Star 2 years ago. He has a lot of NHL experience. And I went to Rochester on Monday and talked to him, and he's excited. I mean, this is something he wanted, and it's his hometown organization.
Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.